Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, welcome everybody to tonight's show. I'm Stuart Best, and we got Larry Taylor with us. And Larry's been monitoring news all over the world. It's going so fast now that it almost makes you dizzy. Hi, Larry. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Let's start with this Dr. Doom, you know, Major Ed Dames, and what he's talking about in the magnetic shifting of our poles. What's that predominantly about?
Well, interestingly, Ed Dames sent out an email this morning and said an alert happening now, and referred to a coast-to-coast show that he did with George Murray. And then also, too, I saw that Skywatch TV, skywatchtv.com, Thomas mm-hmm. Horn was also posting some of the same data. And the report basically points, Ed Dames' website actually points to a website. It's a European Space Agency group. Link. Apparently, the European Union is putting this information out about the movement of the magnetic fields, as Ed calls it, shifting. And I'll read the headline on Ed Dames. It's, and this, of course, this is August the 10th. That's when it came out. It said, happening now, that Earth's magnetic fields shift, as Ed Dames warned on Coast to Coast AM radio recently, said the shift will now decrease the Earth's ability to deflect solar radiation away from the surface of the planet. And, of course, he quotes his survivingthekillshot.com website and basically says this is what he's been warning about, and it's occurring right now. And the only news reporting this magnetic field shift is coming out of Europe, or the EU, out of their group.
Well, do you remember when Stan Deo reported on, I think it was the North Atlantic anomaly, that some people were really getting sick in some area of the nation over there? I can't remember where they were, but there were reports of people really getting ill because of electromagnetic, I guess you could call it even CME type, coming in and reaching down to the surface. Do you remember where that was?
I didn't mean to laugh, Stuart, but that was a personal situation. And what the situation really was at that time, someone that read my blogs, that was following my Yahoo group and read my blogs, emailed me from the Canary Islands, one of the islands there. I believe it was La Palma. Where they were living in the Spain region, off Spain. And
yes.
He said that a lot of people were sick, they were ill, they wasn't getting better. Nobody could identify whatever disease or calamity had struck them, and people were getting sicker and sicker by the day. And, of course, this individual was there. Now, he moved immediately after. I made quick contact with Stan Deo and put him in contact with Stan Deo, and they conversed, and this individual took his family and they left the Canary Islands. But what Stan in his investigation found was that this Atlantic anomaly, as they call it, it's the South Atlantic anomaly, but it had moved up, it had made a shift, and it moved up a little bit over the Canary Island region off Spain, and was literally pouring. It was an opening that was literally allowing the radiation in the upper reaches of the atmosphere and the cosmic radiation to pour down upon the surface there. And it was radiation sickness, basically, that was afflicting all these people. And Of course, the only cure for that is the anomaly moves on and you're no longer radiated, or you leave. And that, of course, the friend of mine that you know, was in contact with me and Stan both then, he left. And that's how that all occurred. And I wound up in the middle of that thing, actually, and, you know, didn't intend to, but it really revealed something interesting. And then Stan began to talk about not only the South Atlantic anomaly that would move around and wobble around, but also, remember Stan said that Stan himself was predicting other anomalies, other atmospheric anomalies that were going to begin to occur further north, and that even over the U.S. and Canada, they was going to begin to have holes in the atmosphere that would allow this solar radiation in.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you talk about that, because the bots, Cliff High's bots, predicted what he called sun disease, that the sun would become very, very anomalous, which it has, and eventually would become very, very hot, which I found very interesting, because it becomes so hot it dries up normal streams, rivers, lakes, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, that's in the Jeremiah prophecies, particularly against the United States. And he also predicted electromagnetic distortions that would become so bad that you would have electromagnetic tornadoes, is what he called them. And
wow.
If your car or whatever got in the way of one of those, it would toast it until it left.
Well,
and,
Stuart, do you remember, I don't know if you remember, there was two programs came out. One of them was The Core, and another one was Impact, just the plain word Impact Sci-Fi Channel movie came out, and both of those had the very same scenarios you're talking about happen in those, and those are probably, oh my, The Core 2000, 2002, something like that, maybe Impact, maybe 2007. But those are most recent movies, and that had embedded in those programs what you're talking about, the same scenarios.
Well, you know, the electric tornado, or I guess you could call electromagnetic tornadoes, didn't we not have two major airlines go down around that Atlantic anomaly? I know they never said much about it, but it seems to me I remember two airliners that we lost in that particular area. Is that,
yeah, one of them. One of them, I think, Stuart, wasn't that the one that was? It was a South American flight.
Yes,
that had. And remember, it went down suddenly, everything, and they found out later, everything stopped working. I mean, literally, the plane, everything in it stopped functioning. And we never heard much more about that, but they did look into that one. And, you know, the last year or so, we've had mysterious planes crash, you know, or go down. And they're unexplained, a lot of them. And, of course, you fly, or you have flown, and so
yes,
you're aware of those scenarios.
Well, yeah, you run into a lot of things when you're flying professionally, but I think I ran into one of those, and because the bot said what would happen, like if you drove into one of these little minor things, that your car would just die. And I was going down the road, and the car died. It just, everything quit. No power, nothing. Didn't matter what you did with the ignition switch. And I thought, well, I'm going to have a long walk. Maybe I should just sit here and wait and see if things come back to life. Well, about 5 minutes later, turned on the key, and it was normal. It's kind of like those UFO things that you read about, you know, where
right,
all the power goes out and you're just sitting there. And I've often wondered if I didn't run into one of those, because it acted exactly like the bots had said would happen. And he also said that if you were out walking around and you happened to walk in the middle of one of those, that you'd probably become like a zombie. You just kind of freeze wherever you were. You wouldn't be able to think or do hardly anything. So it's very strange. So he's saying this is actually happening right now in his report.
That's what Ed Ames is reporting. He said this is, and that's the wording he used, alert, happening now. Earth had magnetic shifts. And, of course, right now we are having strange sun anomalies. We're having CMEs. We're having lots and lots of radiation surrounding the Earth and charged particles. And as you well know, I've recently experienced anomalies up here electromagnetically and lost my satellite stuff and all of that here recently, just a few days ago. And even the wiring was burned, appeared to be burned. So there is something happening. We're not being told, but it's certainly occurring.
So you got burned out from satellite. Did it? That did not get all the way though to your computer, or did it?
No, it did not get to my computer, but it took out the modem. It came into the back of from the satellite. It burned the wire, the wiring inside that went from my satellite receiver down in through my window into the back of my modem. It burned out my modem. And the unit that was attached to that, but it did not hurt my computer. But they've been working with that, and they had to also replace. I have a satellite television news feed that I use, and it was also glitching really bad. And apparently, it had got it too. They had to put a new dish up and everything, a receiver. And I told you, I'd shared with you, and I think Augusto recently too, that. I've been getting hit with some really weird electromagnetic activity up here in these mountains. And I guess that's proof of it now.
Well, we've been getting reports from people all over. They don't feel well. They get dizzy. They feel weak. A lot of it appears to be somewhat like the electromagnetic environment is changing, and if they're very susceptible, they really feel it. So
well, a lot
maybe
of
we are.
Here,
maybe we're right in the
yeah.
middle of something really strange beginning to happen here. I don't think we know all of the. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think we are seeing what you just described. You talked about the bots and the lingo of a sun disease. And I think we're beginning to see that. I do know that the sun now, I don't even like to be in it. I noticed, too, the animals stay out of it. They won't get out in it. Animals used to like the sun, but they don't do that anymore. And I've noticed a lot of my plants are looking, if they're in the sun very much, they look bad, whether I water them or not. It's just like the leaves can't take the environment of the sun. And a lot of people, my wife went to the doctor the other day and the place was full, and there are a lot all of a sudden of sick people. They're just sick. They don't feel good. They're she said that a lot of people are claiming, they have no energy. They're just drained totally. They don't feel good at all. And I think you're hitting the nail on the head, Stuart.
Well, if this thing is kind of in and out, but I would think from all the prophetic utterances that just we're going to continue to see this get worse and worse. And, of course, we have a bad electromagnetic environment anyway, because you can't get away from TV towers, radio towers, and who knows what all kinds of towers that are out there, because we're certainly not told. The environment for people here is not good. And I've noticed also, I don't know if you've got that down there, that the plants, the trees, the flowers, and that sort of thing have been at least a month, if not a month and a half, early. And things that should be coming around in late September, they've already blossomed and gone away. And it reminds me of the Book of Enoch. Are you having that down there?
Oh, absolutely we are, and that's why I've been looking even for an early fall, because everything is off. Nothing is normal. It's just, and I hear people that do, that have crops or try to raise crops talking about the same thing, that the whole season's off, it seems, and of course this could also fall into the category of what Ed Dames was talking about, the Earth's magnetic field shift. Because wherever that moves, it's going to affect the weather. And let me tell you, we have had bizarre weather lately.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Book of Enoch makes some interesting comments. It says, in the days of the sinners, this is the way it's worded. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm paraphrasing. But in the days of the sinners, the seasons will get confused. The fruit trees will not bear normally. Everything starts to go south. And isn't it in the book of Esdras where it says even the women will start to give birth to very anomalous babies? Is that in Esdras, or where is that?
That's in Second Esdras. And it's actually, the terminology is monsters. The women will begin to give birth to monsters, or weird looking, as you said, or bizarre. And then what do we have with Zika? What are we beginning to see with Zika? Really, real bad birth defect problems.
So that would tend to indicate that whatever is going on, and you can blame it on the rich men, or maybe it has nothing to do with the rich men of the earth and their little toys. It might be that the electromagnetic environment is actually changing the DNA. And, you've seen those movies where it was radiation and it produced Godzilla and all that.
Uh-huh.
So it might be that we are definitely seeing, I think, or going to see some major DNA shifts. There's something going on. And the more you get into, the Mandela effect, if you want to call it that, warps in time, space, et cetera, I don't think we understand at all what kind of a universe we're actually living in, or how time and space are put together. In fact, leading scientists will tell you, well, we know space exists, we don't know what it is. We know time exists, but we really don't know what it is. And so if we don't know what it is, then how can we say there could be no such thing as a Mandela effect or a warp, or I don't know what you'd call them, little wormholes or whatever, rips in the time-space continuum that are changing things?
That's right, because we're seeing, every day it seems like I'm getting another email from someone that has noticed, whether they're calling it a Mandela effect or, as I call it, a Daniel effect, or no matter what you name it, there are some anomalies that appear to be space-time related that it's getting weird. It's just simply getting weird now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's, the Lord has, warned the human race over and over and over again. And as you and I have occasionally said, we would have hit the delete button probably already. And if it was not for the love of the Lord and his mercy and his compassion for his creation, he probably would have terminated it long ago. But it seems like the warning signs are beginning to occur that we are headed into a disaster of war, et cetera. So let's shift over if you want to. Russian nuclear forces have been put on high alert after a massive American fleet ordered to combat status. What's going on over there?
Well, if you connect with reports of the so-called special naval games or drills that have been going on between U.S. vessels and NATO and, those forces. And these have been kind of gathered in the not only the Black Sea region, but also you know, in the Mediterranean to some degree.
Yes.
We see this going on, and then in the middle of this, of all of this drill stuff, and of course Turkey reports that their fleet, their navy, was also involved in the U.S.-NATO exercises that were ongoing when the coup, whoever implemented the coup against Erdogan, you know, in
mm-hmm.
Turkey, when that occurred. And then, of course, you know, there's been a lot of accusations made by Erdogan that this was a U.S. coup against him and his government. And now he's moved over, and literally now, according to Israeli news and some of the other mainstream news, he has moved over into a pact that's just opened up between Putin and Erdogan and Iran. And this has caused Israel a lot of consternation, because they were trying to trust Putin or the Russian forces in Syria. But all of a sudden now, their mortal enemies, the Iranians, are in a pact with Turkey and Russia. And, of course, you said that's biblical. You actually, weeks ago, said this has to be the way it's going to go.
Yeah, because Turkey is in alignment with the former Soviets. And I have never thought that the Soviets actually broke up. They said that perestroika, glasnost, even Gorbachev said, well, it's just, you know, window dressing to fool you idiots over there in the West. Well, evidently, we've been kind of fooled, because while we were disarming, their weaponry now is, I believe, superior to ours, unless we don't know anything about what the TR-3Bs and all of that is about yet, but maybe we'll find out. But this business with the alignment of Turkey, Iran, and Russia is an ominous, ominous signal that we are very, very close to the Isaiah 17 Damascus destruction and Ezekiel 38:39. What's your take there? I think we're getting awful close.
Well, it appears that there really is, well, it's actually three hot spots going right now. One, of course, is the South China Sea, and, you know, we're watching the standoff between, you know, the U.S. and allies and the Chinese, you know, in those manufactured islands, that region.
Yes.
But more hot spot, actually, than the Middle East even right now appears to be back to the Ukraine again, because if you remember, some of the anonymous reports of this NATO exercise has indicated that they were going into the Black Sea and moving down towards Ukraine. Now, there's some disturbing reports came out last night, two reports. Number one is it could very well be a false flag, because today even Fox News was asking the question. Fox News was showing some tank movements inside inside Crimea towards the Ukrainian
uh-huh.
border, in other words, on the ground tank movements that were going on, and they were asking the question, what is Putin's end game? That appeared to be the Fox News question that they were throwing out there, was what is Putin's end game? Now, whether this is a false flag, I don't know, but this morning, and I posted it already, Yahoo News, which is mainstream, had
uh-huh.
a report that Russian forces have claimed that they foiled a terror attack that was going to happen in the Crimea. And this terror attack, according to them, that they foiled, linked back to the Kyiv, that's the capital, of course, of Ukraine,
yep.
and a group there. Now, all of a sudden, you know, we've got tank movement in Crimea. And I saw YouTube just a little while ago. I'd mentioned about you, it's coming out of an Israeli uplink. It's a Russian
mm-hmm.
had downloaded or uploaded a video of you know, railroad movement of all I can say is a lot of military equipment of Russia, and these are trains that are moving through Russia towards the Crimea region. And they've got tanks, they've got armored personnel carriers, they've got, you know, fuel cars for the fuel for the tanks and all, and a lot of covered cars, which I suppose is ammo, and you know, I don't know what's on them, but I looked at them, and there's lots of train cars of military equipment, and they say that the direction these trains are traveling, they're going right up to the area of the Ukraine close to Donetsk. You know, that's where they've had trouble before. And there are rumors, of course, and I can't say this is true. I'll just say I'm hearing rumors that there's a possible attack, that Putin is about to attack again the Ukraine and the Donetsk area and Luhansk area, and there's possibly going to be chemical weapons used. And so we've got we know already, too, that the U.S. has embedded some special forces, you know, into Ukraine already.
Yes.
So you've got a standoff. But I find it interesting, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this. With all the sudden, this coup of Erdogan, you know, he has basically locked down the NATO nuclear and H-bomb arsenal in Turkey. It's locked down right now with and surrounded by Turkish troops. And so him leaning into the Putin umbrella and Iran, Putin really has locked that area down as far – that's almost called checkmate, and I suppose. But it would relieve Putin with the ability to make a move now on Ukraine. And if this was a false flag, this so-called terror attack that they foiled in Crimea, then that may be what's going to be used for the excuse to go ahead and begin a ground war in Ukraine. And of course, you remember Putin told the U.S., you know, he's been warning the U.S. and NATO both about moving into the old Soviet Union territories, and that's been going on.
Well, you know, everybody yells it's kind of like Israel, and whatever they do, it's wrong. And when Putin wants to actually defend his own nation, he gets blamed by the West. But how would we like it if Putin started to amass missile bases in Canada and went in there and was putting in airports and military troops? How would we like that on our border? We wouldn't. And yet that's exactly what NATO is doing. And I personally think this is all staged. I think we're looking at the Somme 2 war, but as to exactly how it works, I guess nobody knows. But it looks like things are getting a little bit warm all over the world. I don't, like you mentioned, the American-led naval fleets in the Pacific Ocean. They just went on combat alert too, I guess, for reasons unknown. Did you hear about that one?
I've heard some reports, and it appears to be a lot of alert, you know, activity really all around the world right now. We've got a lot of military on the alert on both sides. And, of course, we're watching closely the situation. You know, you and I had talked earlier, and we talked about how Netanyahu was basically, you know, he's trying to work around Russia and around the U.S. just to secure his own country from attack.
Yes.
But it appears now with this recent movement that Israel is literally, I mean literally, surrounded by enemies.
Well, I often wondered what, I know I talked to you about it, and you said, well, he was just trying to protect his country by going along with Putin. But I can't imagine, because everybody says that Bibi reads his Bible and probably understands biblical prophecy, as to knowing that Russia might not be his friend, and that what Putin was doing was securing bases in Syria. And he did say, well, we can come into this region in a matter of a couple hours if things go south. So if they can do that, then they can also get into Israel like a cloud to cover the land, as it says in Ezekiel 38. So we could be this strategic alignment now with Iran. And, of course, Obama just gave Iran, did he not, $400 million in cash, which cannot be traced?
Yeah. Yeah. Pat Buchanan called that money laundering.
I guess that's what it is. Big time money laundering. I mean, you know, and why would Obama do that? You know, what's going on over here is just, I don't know, that kid that got shot. Now they're WikiLeaks, I think, claimed, kind of getting off the subject, that he was the one who gave Assad, or whatever his name is over there, for WikiLeaks, the information on the emails, and he ends up dead.
Yeah,
shot at fairly
really
close range.
That actually has begun being breaking news this morning, even on mainstream. Fox is carrying it, and I don't know if the other ones are, but the guy's name was Seth Rich, and he was supposedly an actor with the DNC, you know, and then during the time of the DNC hacking report, you know, that we heard, and remember they blamed it on Russia, you remember that? And
yes.
Then now,
well,
Julian
yeah.
Assad, yeah, Julian Assad now has done some audios coming out, and he suggests that Seth Rich was murdered in Washington, D.C., and says that he was a WikiLeaks DNC source for WikiLeaks. So
he was killed immediately or soon after this release, right?
That's right.
I mean, or
exactly
at least they
right.
knew.
They say that he was going to have to testify about his information also, and remember two or three that were possible witnesses recently have been found dead. So this is not a new thing. This is becoming more the norm.
Clinton Murder Inc. I don't know. They seem to get rid of anybody that gets in their way. I mean, the death list is what, like 70 or 69, 70, somewhere in there, that are very, very mysterious people that were, you know, might be a danger. And what is going on with Hillary? I'm sure you've seen these videos where she sort of goes berserk and has to be assisted.
There's actually begun to be a lot of video with her making really strange expressions, and recently even, did you see the one where the Secret Service ran to the platform and one of them had a syringe in his hand, and they later said he was a doctor, and you know, he's dressed like Secret Service, and he was trying to attend her there, and it was very weird, and of course, mainstream kind of covered that up. It lasted about 13 seconds, and then, you know, it was off, except for Fox. But there are some that say she possibly either has a, you know, they suggest a brain tumor or a clot that occurred. And there's another doctor had come out on the Internet, and of course, you can't believe everything you hear, but he said the symptoms appeared to him to be Parkinson's. So... And, you know, I don't know if you saw it or not, Drudge Report recently carried a photo image that was taken of her and her entourage going up the steps, and they were having to help her up those steps. Something is wrong.
Yeah, really wrong. But yet, there's no indication that she's withdrawing from the race.
No,
so,
they're just trying to destroy. They, you know, they basically are trying to destroy Trump, and they're trying to destroy him right now, right this very minute.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what the guy says, he gets. It's kind of like Israel. No matter what they do, they're at fault. So he's kind of the same way. It's going to be an interesting time, I think. This election is, how do we say? Unprecedented. The stuff that's going on here is totally unprecedented, and yet it's like the American people don't seem to be asking a whole lot of questions.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, you hear the prophecies. Donald Trump's going to get in. He's going to, you know, he's going to slow things down. He's going to be a DeLake type guy. He's going to try and recover America. And then you had David Wilkinson's vision, where he said there was a brief respite, I guess you could call it, And it looked like America was going to turn around, and then all of a sudden the gates of hell opened up, and that was the end of that. So, I mean, it's possible that Trump is a delay type individual for a little while anyway. But
well,
the world
true.
Hates him, it seems like.
Yeah. What I was going to say also, you know, if I was Putin, and of course I'm just surmising here, but if I was Putin and I really did want to take the Ukraine, you know, I would certainly do it before the election. I would do it really like now or next month.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a perfect timing because we all know that we're defenseless with the president that's presently at the helm. I mean, we're defenseless.
Well, he's gutted the military. He's in all areas. And, of course, a lot of the military has turned inward in NORTHCOM and all of that and basically getting ready to police the American people. Have you heard any more about Jade Helm 16? There was an exercise, but I haven't heard anything about it. It's kind of like it was off radar.
I'll tell you what, the last thing I heard about Jade Helm at all was the mention in Stephen Kuntz's book, Liberty's Last Stand, and he said that Jade Helm was an ex. Now, you know, this is a fiction novel, so, you know, I have to say that to say this. But Stephen Kuntz writes that Jade Helm, according to his fiction novel, was done a year in advance of an emergency that would be declared and that would stop the election. And the president of the United States at that time would literally take over as ruler. And that Jade Helm was done a year in advance as a preparatory move across the country to get ready for the troubles in the different states, especially Texas. And that was part of what that – and, of course, as you said, it was also an establishment and a get-ready-to-get-go on FEMA camps that were going to be – you know, utilized. So,
activated.
With that said, and you know, I say again, with that fiction information, you have to look at Jade Helm, and maybe everything Jade Helm was meant to do is already done, and now we're waiting for an event.
What was the deal with this exercise that the guy shot the lady down in Florida or someplace where they were running kind of exercise of some sort, and this lady got shot? It was supposed to be blanks. I don't know why anybody would volunteer to be chained up and taken to a FEMA camp as part of an exercise. He might not ever come back out.
Well, Stuart, you've got to look at the mindset of the American people. What are they worried about? I mean, they'll do anything they're told. I mean, we've been really trained for the last number of years to submit. I mean, that's been the whole scheme of the training of the American people, and it's worked really well. I mean, you stirred over the last few years. You would have never in your earlier years believed that the American people would sit on their couch and allow this country to go literally straight to hell and do nothing. Not even change the channel.
I know. I've never been able to quite figure it out. Unless the propaganda campaigns of the Illuminati are, you know, they've done a lot of research on mind control and persuasion and how to do propaganda. And I guess you're right. It's worked. In fact, it's worked so well that when they try to stir up trouble, the people are so apathetic they can't do it. You know, maybe they dumbed them down too far or something. Iran warns it is ready to attack Israel. Hezbollah has over 100,000 missiles ready to strike Israel in a massive attack. Now, if they're saying they're ready, is this why this alliance is now taking place between Turkey and Russia?
It could very well be. I do know that, you remember, I've got some contacts, you know, in Israel, and I've been contacted, that we're going to war. Within Israel, the mindset is we are going to war. Now, of course, outside Israel, it's a different story. You know, we're in a, you know, I suppose we're in an Obama cyber land of some kind. Maybe we're down the rabbit hole, you know. But within Israel, there's a reality that we're fixing to go to war. We're really going to war. And the people are prepped for it. They're prepped for chemical weapons. They're prepped for a possible nuke attack. They're prepped for biological weapons. And this is all of these defenses are geared to fight an Iranian-led attack down through Syria, and using Hezbollah on one side and Hamas on the other. It's supposed to be coordinated, and the missile attacks will be unrelenting. And you remember what remember Dan Gordon, you know, and I'd ask
yes.
him, what is the Israeli military, what is their game? And he said, we're playing for time. He said, we know where it's going. We're playing for time. Now I just got an email from Dan Gordon last night, and I'd been in prayer for him, and didn't know where he was, but I got an email from him. He said he had just returned. He had been called up into Israel he's in the reserves there, military.
Yes.
And he just got back from there, and believe it or not, he's down in Alabama right now filming a new movie. I think the new name of it's going to be Let There Be Light. If I'm not wrong, I think Kevin Sorbo is down there involved in that movie also. They're filming it in Alabama, and that's what Dan said. So in a few weeks, maybe we can get him on to talk about that new movie and his new book that's going to come out too. But he just got back from Israel, and Israel, it knows well where this is going. And let me tell you this scenario and get your let me know what you think of it. You know, I mentioned a few times a book Bill Salas had wrote talking about, I believe it's Jeremiah 49, is talking about an ancient prophecy of the destruction of Elam. And,
yes.
You know, I was wondering how that would happen, because that's never occurred yet. Never once has Elam, which is really a portion of Iran, been a no man's land totally. I mean, where everybody had to flee into other nations to survive, and it emptied out. And everybody that didn't empty it out were dead. And of course, Elam, if people begin to wonder where that's at, it's right in the middle of Elam, or in Iran, is the Bashar nuclear facility with Russian fuel rods, nuclear fuel rods. And also the Al-Quds and the Revolutionary Guard Armed Forces, all their bases are there. And you know, I've often wondered, well as I do, that Israel is not going to continue to set back until Iran suddenly launches on them. So I'm wondering if something stirs in the Ukraine and it gets the U.S. and Russian attention, is Israel going to do a preemptive attack on the Iranian nuclear facilities there in Elam? And the mistake is that what they hit is so devastating, it's an incredible catastrophic event greater than Fukushima. You know, it makes me wonder. That's just a question. I don't know that would happen.
Well, when you look at Isaiah chapter 17, it indicates that there is a very rapid developing war in which Damascus, which is already sort of a ruinous heap, becomes much more so. But if you were an Israeli military guy, a general, would you not take Syria at the same time you go after Iran? And that would be a perfect target. But if I remember right, doesn't it say that the Arabs flee their cities because of the children of Israel? In other words, I guess they take it that they're next.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I've heard that.
That might be the scenario that you're talking about, because I cannot imagine. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention, Stuart, that it could be what you're saying is true, because right now a lot of the buildup and they apparently are reported to have chemical weapons ready to fire into Israel. The buildup is on the Golan, or the Syrian side of the Golan, with the Iranian and Hezbollah troops, and they've got Russian air cover, and Israel has been taking out some of the missiles by striking locations on the outskirts around the airport of Damascus. So apparently Damascus still will be a command and control center for an attack on Israel. And so you're exactly right. Isaiah 17 could occur right at the same time of Jeremiah 49 situation that Bill Salas talks about.
Yeah, because, you know, you would want to neutralize, you've got to neutralize Hezbollah, you've got to neutralize, if I remember right, wasn't it 2, 3, 4 years ago that Syria was arming their missiles with chemical things, remember that? And then it all cooled off after a little bit. But there are definitely missile batteries all over Damascus area.
Yeah, you remember that was the time that they had, you know, some of the reported nuclear activity, you know, that they said they attacked Iraq over. Remember, they said that some stuff was moved out of Iraq, and I saw some of the video reports on that. It wasn't out there much, but you remember a little later, after that that war in the Middle East, Syria had a hidden nuclear facility, you know, beginning to try to operate. And remember, the Israelis attacked it and destroyed it suddenly. And right after that was when Assad began to arm some of his missiles, you know, with chemical weapons. And then all of a sudden, everything shut down. And so I do remember that. I do, absolutely.
So Israel is noted for preemptive, unannounced, sudden attacks, which of course is probably why the IDF is has the reputation it does have. I mean, they're playing for their life, and if they don't do it right, they're dead in the water. So yeah, I would think maybe that's because I don't think we've seen Isaiah 17 in the method that it is put down in prophecy. We don't seem to have a total ruinous heap yet. But that sounds like either a nuclear attack of some sort or a massive, I guess you could call it regular ordnance attack. So that's interesting.
Well, I do
know. Did you see the article? Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I do know, Stuart, that in reading some of, you know, I read a lot of intel and news, you know, from Israel, and in reading some of the IDF generals' reports, there's reports that a plan, you know, they've been planning for another Lebanon war, and the generals that are running this and have prepped for this and planned for this indicate that when this does start up, and they know it's going to be a missile war, that people will never recognize Lebanon again. So apparently when this starts, and of course the starting of this is linked right back to, you know, the command of Iran. Iran is literally the one that tells Hamas and Hezbollah when to attack Israel, and they're using that in a coordinated attack. You know, there are plans, though, of really heavy destruction when this begins, and just what you said makes perfect sense. Israel will go strong.
Well, here's an interesting headline, and because of that, a firm Syrian commitment. Putin proposes permanent Air Force base. Moscow and Damascus in the last year agreed to an indefinite placement of an air combat group. The document has been approved by the Russian government, and the agreement has to be ratified by Parliament. So they're going in there for a permanent, and what would Israel think of that now that Israel is isolated?
Yeah,
I think they're being forced.
Yeah. Well, that would give Russia the ability to permanently give air cover to the Syrian army, Hezbollah, and Hamas if they wanted to. And really, that would hinder any of the, I guess you could say, you know, imminent attacks that Israel might move into Syria with. That will block it, and that will also, at the same time, that will give Russia an air cover over, you know, Jordan, which is a key strategic location, and ISIS and other forces really are on the verge of beginning, you know, they've already started their insurgency in Amman and in Jordan, and they do want to take over the Jordan, you know, as a nation there. They want to take it over, and so Israel really is just so surrounded by enemies. It's so biblical, you hate to even talk about it.
Yeah, and of course the United States is getting surrounded by enemies as well, because everybody hates America now under Obama, and it started way back, of course, with Bush. But I think the people of the world are beginning to wake up that we are one of the chief agitators over the world, that we are one of the chief agitators of, what do we call it, regime change. We have no business doing what we're doing, and the Bible makes that very, very clear, that we are burying ourselves. We are responsible for our own demise. If you read Ezekiel 38:39, before we have to close here, what do you make of this phenomenon and weather and these nuclear-looking clouds that are popping up everywhere? Is the Lord warning us via nature that we are about to see these clouds, only they won't be Mother Nature, they will be missiles coming over the poles from Russia?
Well, it certainly appears that way. You know, I recently posted one that really just looked like a massive atomic explosion. But, you know, talking about weather, Stuart, recently I've been following space weather and NOAA, and there has been an incredible increase in what they call sprites, and that is lightning that seems to come out of the top of really high thunderstorms that actually reach up into the upper atmospheres of the planet. And at the same time, we're seeing these, what they call, I can't remember the exact name of them, but they're the solar activity, magnetic storms that are occurring, and we're having those almost every day now from somewhere, that are literally, you know, what began really on the edges of the atmosphere and space is literally lowering. We're watching these really, I guess you could call them phenomena, cosmic phenomena, coming down in the lower regions of our atmosphere to the thunderstorms, and the lightning is going up, and they're coming down, and this is so bizarre. It's almost like a meeting. It reminds me of a storm beginning to build between the core of the planet and outside the Earth. It's almost, the phenomena is incredible, but, you know, I know we don't see that on the news, but it's really out there. It's going on.
Well, we have also, you know, the gravity wave and the cosmic wave coming, probably now very close to us. And then, you know, we have the destroyer coming in. I guess nobody knows exactly. I keep hearing different dates. September it'll be here. Next year it'll be here, and blah, blah. I don't think anybody knows exactly when it's going to get here. What do you make of these pictures that are posting? You know, some of these are obvious fakes, but it appears that some of these are very real, that they are photographing an inbound entourage around some sort of a brown dwarf. Now, you were taken out to see that thing, and it obviously you can't see it with the naked eye, but they've been able to track this thing through infrared. I think they know all about it, and maybe that's tied. Remember when Jade Helm was in operation, that some of the insiders that were so-called on the top were leaking information that it was tied directly to the destroyer and what they figure in Earth changes is coming?
I think I believe John Moore and really even McCaney was talking at that time before Jade Helm somewhat about the linkage possibly with the cosmic situation and being linked to perhaps within the U.S. and other countries too, especially the building of secure facilities, even, and I'm talking about they're even building a secure facility deep underground under Gaza. Now, most people don't even know that's occurring. Yeah, they're doing that. I mean, of course, Israel's got its own deep underground bunkers now for some kind of event, and maybe they do need them. But around the world, different countries are building these deep underground bunkers. And you know what it reminds me of, Stuart? It reminds me of, and matter of fact, I got an email the other day from Klaus Dohna, who's beginning to, I'm not going to say where yet, but he's making some moves he's in Asia right now, but he's headed for another location I'll let people know about later to uncover some underground pyramids that nobody even knew about. But he's busy. He's left Austria, and he's on the way somewhere else to do work. But now, remember, Klaus Dohna also did some work on these massive tunnel systems that come up under from South America up under Mexico and all those countries. And you know, the old thing is, who built all of these massive tunnel systems and underground caverns that are ancient constructions, probably pre-flood even? Who knows? But it reminds me, here we go again, doing the same thing.
Yeah, I think what happened, and I think they know, Alternative 3. A lot of people mocked it. We came to the conclusion, produced a documentary on it. It's real, and they know it's real. And they went back and they looked at the ancient documents, and the ancients more or less warned, well, it's coming again. And so they're getting ready for this, and of course you and I and the rest of us all get to sit on top and watch the watch the fireworks, I guess. But it's just strange how all of this work, all these millions and millions of dollars to forge all these underground tunnels, why would you do that unless they know something is coming? And we know the sun is getting more and more anomalous, which would be exactly what would happen if you have a very dense and a high gravity field brown dwarf coming in with its entourage. So, yeah, I think we're going to see some very, very interesting times. If you got anything else you want to bring up before we close down?
I was just going to mention, Stuart, that as I've said before, and I think you agree with, when Obama and his administration and others talk about this climate change terminology, I think they know exactly what's coming, and it's not really the climate change that they want the people to think it is. It's a bigger thing than that, but they won't talk about it.
Well, you know, we got sinkholes developing the world over. We've got rifts developing the world over. We've got volcanic activity really starting to cork off everywhere, and earthquakes. And you guys down there in Oklahoma, you're about the earthquake capital of the world right now. Have you heard any more about the ones that were taking place over there in Yellowstone? Is there any more news on Yellowstone?
No. Remember, Stan Deo said they disconnected the monitors. You can't publicly monitor Yellowstone anymore, and we know why probably that is.
Wow. Well, of course, they try to hide all this stuff because they don't want panic. You remember Dante's Peak, the movie?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that was, again, we're going to keep the money flowing into the coffers, but we're not going to tell the people they're walking on a very active volcano. So how do people reach you here before we run out of time?
Okay, the easiest way is just to follow my blog. I'm my computer and system's back up, so I'm blogging again. LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org. Just go there and follow the news reports.
Well, I certainly appreciate you coming on and taking the time to do it, and your ministry to the world is very valuable. I hope people will continue to support it at least a little bit. It seems so odd now that there's so little support for the actual truth and the people that are actually putting it out there. It's like it's not, they don't want to hear it anymore.
I know. Well, thank you, sir.
Well, anyway, thank you for coming on. And I have to say good night, folks, and hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you Friday night somehow. Good night.